This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Talking all things Wyoming Cowboys football now with Cody Tucker, our Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. Cody, what are you learning so far, man? What's sticking out to you? And again, practice is spring practice. I don't know. You tell me what you take from these kind of things, man.
Well, I have learned that you guys get a big congrats. Apparently, you're getting something called the Nuggets and Avalanche. I don't know what those are, but
hey, you admitted a while ago. I think we have it on tape that you kind of were in on the Nikola Jokic kind of thing, right? You admitted
I don't know this Nicole person, but I did see. I did see him do something amazing at the buzzer when I accidentally turned it to a channel that was playing that god-awful NBA stuff.
You know, and you're in, man.
And I do go watch my Buffalo Sabres play the Avalanche, so I am familiar with them. And I hate that they're so good, and damn you, Colorado people, and you have really good basketball and hockey, and the only sport I care about down there is the Broncos, and they're god-awful, so well, I'm bitter.
Well, life is about balance, Cody. I'm sure at some point in your life you saw the Avengers movie or heard of it with Thanos there, and it's about balance. Yes, the Nuggets and the Avs are great, but the Rockies actually, I mean, they physically hurt my eyeballs last night. I can't even explain how, but they actually hurt my eyes.
Yeah, and isn't it true that the Avalanche and Rockies and Nuggets and stuff aren't even on TV? So that should help the radio station even more.
Well, right? Yes, it is, unless you have DirecTV. DirecTV has the Avs and the Nuggets, and I think DirecTV also has the weird Rockies channel now that it's off. But but yes, most outlets don't have it, so you know we pounced on the move, Cody. We took advantage of the situation.
Yeah, well, I'm going to shift my focus to Wyoming football, and rightfully so, and gladly so, and so far so good, man. It's a word I keep hearing around here, Brady, is refreshing, and nobody's trying to dump on Craig Ball whatsoever, but there's no denying that it's a different vibe over in Laredice, and Jay Sovell is now to the point where it's been so good and so much good press over the first week that yesterday he had to say, hey guys, you know, don't mistake, he didn't say this, I did, but don't mistake my kindness for weakness. We still work our ass off. We still have rules. There's still stuff to abide by just because we play music at the beginning of practice now and let guys wear cheetah print cleats and such. You know, this is still a well-oiled machine over here, and you got to put in the work.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's a really good balance happening there, where it's kind of like, I think we discussed this 2 weeks ago, where he's striking that balance of keeping the style of Craig Bohl, kind of being that tough guy, but at the same time bending a bit, so he can, like you said, refreshing change, not really change the culture, but I guess tweak it a little bit.
Exactly. He's doing what he's excelling in the part that Craig Bohl was missing. And I spoke to Logan Wilson yesterday, of course, middle linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals. He told me, Jay Sovell, from what I'm hearing, is just such a breath of fresh air, and he's such a good dude. And he said, this day and age, even if it's the NFL, which he has in Cincinnati, a player's coach is almost essential right now. And you're seeing the guys going out of the game, the Craig Bohls, the CEOs, the Nick Sabans, those guys that are total CEOs. Now it's a guy like Jay Sovell who's working out with his teammates, or working out with his team, asking them how they are, how's the family, all that kind of stuff that means so much to these guys. I told Jalen Sargent, a wide receiver who's been here for 3 years now, who only has two career catches, Jay Sovell said, you had a great offseason. He's really excited for you. He said, your time's now, and he said, you have no idea what that just did for me to hear that my head coach cares that much and is really paying attention to me.
Wow. And it's crazy how how they're almost they're hearing it in this way. You know, maybe they weren't hearing it in the past, Cody. But you talk about trying to get this offense to the point where, you know, obviously we know the defense is stacked and they churn out great, as you mentioned, linebackers. There was Wilson. They're churning these guys out left and right. But I know the fans, they want to see a little bit more scoring. You know, they got to see it at some point. It sounds like he's trying to build up his receiving core.
Yeah, and that's the other part that obviously was missing under Craig Bull's decade tenure here in Laramie was any semblance of a balanced offense. Jay Sawbill still wants to run the ball, and rightfully so. I mean, he's got an unbelievable stable of backs in the backfield, starting with Harrison Whaley. And, of course, they just picked up DJ Jones, a transfer from North Carolina, who began his career as a four-star running back who was, sought out by the likes of Michigan out of high school. So, I mean, they have those guys, and they have a ton of returners on the offensive line. Of course, they're going to run the ball, but for the first time ever, that will hopefully set up the pass. And that is something that we have not seen for whatever reason, but now they have a big 6'4", 250-pound quarterback back there with a rocket arm. And something I heard the other day from Coach Sawbill that was just music to the ears of even a reporter was, you know, he said, my new offensive coordinator, I just picture him coming stumbling out of a dark room after watching film for 10 straight hours and just miserable and razor stubble in the whole nine, and said, you know, he told Jay Sawbill, I'm having a hard time figuring out what we're going to do aside from throw the ball to John Michael Gillenborg every single play. And Sawbill said yesterday he better grow a third lung because he is going to be a workhorse. And he's a 6'5", 245-pound junior tight end who has absolute wheels. He is he looks like an NFL tight end, and he runs like an NFL tight end. And they're really excited about a guy like that. And to hear that, an underutilized position like the tight end room, is unbelievable. And another thing that was mentioned is Alex Brown, a 6'4 wide receiver, who CSU fans probably remember caught the winning touchdown against them in Fort Collins 2 years ago. That's the only touchdown pass he's caught, and this is his sixth year on campus. Jay Sawbill has made it a point to say, I am a huge fan of Alex Brown, and I tell him every day how much I appreciate him and how excited I am for him, and I also listen to him. I want him to have a big year. He needs to have a big year.
Yeah, I mean, well, just hearing that, you know, hearing that you're taking a few of these guys that you can empower and give them that confidence too, and say, hey, we are going to be a focal point. It's not just going to be the offense isn't just going to be there to take up some clock and move the ball a couple of first downs. We are expecting to make this a focal point of what we're doing. That has to be such a big deal.
Yeah, no doubt. And another thing, there's a big cuss word that's been used around here the last couple of weeks, and that's spread. They don't run the spread offense in Laramie, Wyoming, you might have heard. Now they are implementing spread. They are hurrying up in practice. They're moving really quick. They're getting to the line. They're signaling in plays. That's just stuff that is so foreign since Dave Christensen's tenure here before Craig Bull showed up. And that was a little too much spread and a little too fast, and the defense was exhausted. Then you get Craig, who, aside from Josh Allen's years, was pound and pound and pound. Now Jay Sawbill is looking at it and saying, hey, man, we got to strike this balance. We have to. As a defensive coordinator, he says the toughest offenses to face are the ones who can do it all, and he wants to be that offense. And something else he kind of showed his cards on yesterday that I found interesting is, even as the defensive coordinator, Brady, he would say, all right, it's 4th and 2. We're at their, 38-yard line. I mean, we're clearly going for this, right? Nope. Mm. Nope. Craig Bull sent John Hoyland out to kick, I believe, 10 kicks of 45 yards or further last year, and he missed 7 of them. And here we are going, what's wrong with All-American kicker John Hoyland? Jay Sawbill said, it wasn't like he was missing point after attempts here. I mean, we were putting him in really bad spots. And, I know I'm going to follow some analytics, but I'm also going to follow my gut. In other words, if it's 4th and 2 at the 38, chances are we're going for it.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be refreshing, too, because that's what the analytics tell you, right, Cody? I mean, that's what it's like. If it's close and you're on a weird side of the field, man, you gotta make a big decision here. And I even going back to that bowl game with Craig Bull, that was, I think, the terrible broadcast of Barstool. They were kind of like, why is he not going for it? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and you know, look, I wrote a story yesterday about the fourth down stuff, and Wyoming went for 9 fourth down attempts last year. The only other team in the country who didn't reach double figures in that category was Alabama, and I don't think the Tide really need to go for it on fourth down very often. They won by an average of 19 points a game. They won 11 straight games, 12 overall, made it to the Final Four. You know, I don't think they need to press their luck all that often. Wyoming only going for it 9 times while letting their field goal kicker attempt, you know, 10 45-plus yard field goals is nothing short of criminal in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, Cody, I mean, it sounds good, and I guess we'll find out more as we go here, but it sounds like you're going to get a nice mix here of keeping, you know, keeping the attention on this defense, but while trying to refocus some of that on the offense. Is there a concern that there's a shift that you go over to the offensive side because you know it's been so, you know, again, I'm not going to say bad, it's just been conservative. Is there a concern that maybe the focus drifts away from the defensive side of the ball?
I don't think so, because Aaron Bowl is the new defensive coordinator. He's been in this program for 5 years. Obviously, he's got it in his DNA. Craig was, you know, the architect of some pretty good defenses there in Lincoln, Nebraska for all those years. So he's got that, plus he has Jay Sauvel. And Jay has made no bones about it. They're not going to change anything on that side of the ball. Not to mention they have 10 returning starters and a ton of guys who were rotated in and out of the lineup last year. So they don't really need to change a lot over there. What they do need to do is they need to find a second cornerback, no doubt about that. And Keoni Parks being hurt this offseason does not help. But, you know, I'm not worried about the defensive side at all. The defensive ends were beat up all last year. They were supposed to be a real strength of this team, but they just could not get healthy at the same time last year. And then Jordan Bertinoli was also beat up. He's out this spring as well, but you know, Shea Sueno is moving over to the middle linebacker spot. He's been in this program for 5 years. He's a guy who you fully expect can carry on that middle linebacker tradition that you mentioned. Logan Wilson, Chad Muma, Easton Gibbs, those guys have carried for so many years. So I don't think you're worried really at all about this defense. And to be honest, I'm really excited, Brady. It's going to be on full display. We actually get to go to practice. It's open to the media, open to the public on Saturday. And then they're going to do it again next Saturday. And then we'll get the spring game a couple weeks after that. So this is more access than we've ever had. And just really excited to see it with our own eyes. And then, you know, we'll be able to tell the fans if they are in trouble in any facet here. So it's really nice to be able to say it without having to rely on a bunch of people who might be giving you the company line.
Cody, appreciate your coverage, man. What's the weather going to do Saturday? I mean, be careful, man. It might get kind of crazy.
It's going to be indoors. They've already decided.
Oh, okay, good. There you go. There you go.
The drive from Cheyenne's a little hairy, but we'll get it done.
All right, man. We'll take care of yourself, Cody. Always appreciate you. Great stuff available for Cowboys fans at 7220sports.com. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Get your thoughts on you know, what you saw on Saturday.
Thanks, pal. And in all sincerity, congratulations to you guys for growing. That's really cool, and really excited for the future of your program and your station.
I appreciate you, man. You're such a huge part of it. No question about it. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Brady. See you, pal.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 36 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.